Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. Let us go to the throne of grace with thanksgiving. We just want to lift up the true and living Father on the day. Dear Heavenly Father, we just worship you. We magnify you. We adore you, God. We thank you for your love and your grace, Heavenly Father, that meditates, Heavenly Father, through the hearts and the minds of the people. Lord God, we thank you for being there with us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for every day, God. We thank you for today, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for each and every listener out there, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your Spirit, God. Move upon them, oh Father God. Move upon the people, oh Father God. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Let them see what the Spirit is showing. Let it meditate in the hearts and the minds of the people, God. Yes, I know that they have some rough times out there, Father. I know that people are facing things that they can't seem to endure, and help them, God. We know where our help comes from. I ask that you look down upon your people on the day, God. Move by a mighty way, God. Move Jesus upon the face of the earth, God. Move upon the people, God. Move upon the situation, God. Move upon everything that they're going through. In this tough, hard time, God, move, Jesus. In a time of calamity, God, we know that you'll hide us behind the shadow, God. I ask that you move upon the lives of the people on today, God. Let them know that everything is going to be all right, God. Let them know that you're in the midst of everything, Heavenly Father. Let them know, Bashatasan, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, God. Let them know that you're there, God. Let them know that you're in the midst of the battle with them, God. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that they can do all things but fail, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you're right there, God. You were there all the time, God. You're right there right now. We invite you into the midst of the service, God. We invite you, God, to come on in, God, and move by your glory, God. We invite you, God, to come on in and set some folk free on a day, God. We invite you, God, to come in the service and have your way, God. Move on the hearts, God. Be the circumcision of the heart, God. Do it right now, God. Oh, hallelujah. We magnify and we praise you, Lord. Oh, how we praise your wonderful name, God. It's praying time, church. It's time to praise God on a day. Oh, how we thank you, God. Oh, we praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just want to praise God and lift him up. We want to lift up Jesus, the true and living God on the day. You know, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. We're going to the book of Hebrews. Amen. The book of Hebrews was a book that was written. Amen. They don't know who the writer was, but it was to a group of people. Amen. The Hebrews. Hallelujah. We're going to the 11th chapter and the first verse. God said to let you know that he loves you on today. Hallelujah. I heard the Spirit say, tell my people that I love them. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you for loving us on today, God. You know, when Jesus Christ loves you, there's not a better love that you could ever know in all of your life. It's not a better love than your, hallelujah, God, your mother is not a better love, your father, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your aunt, your uncle. There's not a better love in life besides found in Jesus Christ. And God says that that's 90% of the reason that people fail is because they just don't know how loved they are. Amen. L-O-V-E is love. Amen. Because God is love. Hebrews 11:1, let's go on a journey. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is going to take us there. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Hope. Amen. How many of us need hope out there on the day? How many of us are holding on to hope? Amen. The Bible says that these three things remain, our faith, hope, and love. So at the end of the day, when you've gone through all you can go through, when you faced all that you can face, you still got to stand on hope. Oh, come on and help us, Holy Ghost. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Somebody say a good report. We're looking for a good report from God on a day. A lot of us are looking for a good report from the doctor. A lot of us are looking for a good report through education, through the teacher, through the schoolhouse. A good report, whatever it may, the case may be, we're looking for a good report. What does a good report say? A good report says that everything is in the right standing. God said to tell my people to say the right standing on the day, for there's a place that you can stand that is the right way to stand, to stand on what's right, which is God. You know, God is the only one that can give that good report. The Bible says that all things were made through him, by him, and for him. I'm just going as the Spirit give utterance. Now, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. If I could take my time, we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. It's something about the Word of God. It'll even frame the world that you're sitting in. There's something about the Word of God that can change and turn your situation around. I said there's something about the Word of God that can move mountains for you. There's something about the Word of God. See, what we got to understand is through faith, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the Word of God framed even the world, and you're worried about the situation that you're stuck in. You're worried about how you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul. You're worried about the tuition. You're worried about this, and you're worried about that. But what you fail to realize is that the Word of God framed the world, and that means that the Word of God can frame your situation too. Somebody say, I've been framed. There it is. God has given the word on today that you were framed for the setup inside of the Word of God. It says, so that things which are seen, which are not made of things which do appear. So what are you saying on today, God? I believe that God is saying that the situation that you're in doesn't look like what it's going to turn out to be. What are you saying on today? I'm saying that through it all, you can still have hope. I'm saying that through it all, there's still a good report. And I'm saying that through it all, it's the Word of God that will change your situation around. And I believe on today that we serve a God who is able. For God said that his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. We serve a God that has an easy yoke. God says his way is easy. And the burden is light. Oh, come on and help us, God, on today. I believe there's still a good report. A good report for your people out there. I believe that because Christ died on the cross, that there's still a good report available for you. I believe because Christ hung his head on the cross. Yes, they stretched him up on the cross. We're going in hard early. Christ stretched his head on the cross. Christ stretched his body on the cross. And they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side so you could have a good report. Well, who are you going to believe on the day? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to believe the report of the enemy? You know, there is something left inside of hope. It's hope that makes you hold on. When you've done all you can do, all you've got to do is stand. And when you get done standing, just keep on standing. Sometimes you gotta get an anchor, and you gotta anchor yourself inside of hope. I'm talking about H-O-P-E. I'm talking about hope on a day. I'm talking about a way for tomorrow. I'm talking about looking to the hills. I'm talking about looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from God. I don't care what you're going through on a day. I don't care what it looks like. God is showing that you've been framed. For faith is now the substance of the things hoped for. And through faith, the elders obtain a good report. Why is that? That is because what you're standing in was framed by the word of God. And what does the word of God say? If God be for you, then who can be against you on a day? No devil in hell can stand in your way. No angel of darkness can make a dark way. Although they slay you, the word of God says, yet will you trust him? The word of God says, yea, though you walk through the valley or the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil, for God is with you. His rod and his staff, oh, how they comfort you. You were framed by the word of God. Your situation was framed by the word of God. Your deliverance is framed by the word of God. Oh, yes, I know God is going to deliver. I know God is going to come on time. He's on all time, God. He comes when it seems as though there's no time left on the time clock. We serve a God that's able. We serve a God that's willing. Oh, how we serve a God that can move mountains for you. Why is that? Because the word of God says, oh, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. I told you, you were framed by the word of God. When things not going your way, put the word on it. Somebody ought to touch themselves and say, I'm going to let the word do the work. I'm going to let the word of God do the work. Because it was the word of God that framed the world. In the beginning was the word of God. The word was with God. And the word was God. And the Bible says, on his thigh is called truth and righteousness. And the Bible says, his name is called the word of God. Put Jesus on it. Oh, Jesus, our strong tower. It's Jesus, our rock and our redeemer. Oh, it's Jesus, the word of God, that will frame the deliverance of your situation. It's the word of God that framed the world. And so you have nothing to be weary about. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. And Martha, don't you moan. For it's the word of God that's going to make things right. It's the word of God. God said, my word never changes. I remain the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. God said to let you know on a day that my word never fails. God said to let you know on a day that my word always delivers. God said to let you know on a day that my word atones. He said it breaks every barrier. He said it breaks every yoke. He said it breaks down mountains. He said it moves things out of the way. He said to stand on his word when you have nothing else to stand on. God said to stand on his word when you have nothing else left. When it seems as though it sucked the life out of you, and it seems as though you were swimming uphill, and it seems as though the more you fought against the current, the more the current took you down. But God said to stand on his word. The Bible says that you'll live, not die. The Bible says that you will and will live and not die, and live to declare the works of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to find it in the word. He said you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Go on and ask Psalms about it. He said in his word, you'll bear forth much fruit in your own season. Oh, come on and help us, God. Oh, how the word says that he is the redeemer. He's the redeemer of the times that you thought you lost. He's the redeemer Lord sets free, is free indeed. Oh, he takes the shackles off of the feet, and he allows you to dance. He said he breaks every yoke. He said he breaks every bondage. He said he breaks every chain and fetter. Oh, come on and get some of God. You got to go in strong. When the enemy thought he could come in like a flood, it's the Spirit of God that comes in and raises up a standard. I said it's the Spirit of God that comes in and raises up a standard against the works of the enemy. When you're in a situation and you cannot seem to find your way, you got to break out the word. Don't have a meltdown. Don't go all spastic on us. Don't have a meltdown and lose your mind and pull all your hair out. But pull out your word. What does the word of God say? The word of God says that you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. The word of God says that you're more than a conqueror. There are more in you than there are in them. The word of God says that God is your banner and your refuge. The word of God said he's your rock and your redeemer. The word of God says there's a ram in a bush. God is always going to make another way. When you see, think that there's no way out of no way, God is always going to make another way. And last but not least, God wants you to know that he is a healer on today. He heals you. He says, I heal the sick, and I redeem those that have no might. He said they mount up on the wings of an eagle, and they will run and never get weary. They'll walk and never faint. I said God is a healer on today. Oh, he is a healer. Although he's a healer, you got to look to the healer. If you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your mind, if you need healing all the time, oh, God is a healer. He can heal you from all sickness and disease. He can even heal you from yourself. You know, a lot of times we stand in the way through self. A lot of times we break our own selves down. A lot of times we think about the things that we say to ourselves. Have you ever thought about it? Oh, how you criticize your name. How you criticize your own self, being derogatory and inflammatory to your own self. God is saying it's time to come out of that. And God is saying on today that you've got to stop ridiculing yourself. Sometimes we stand in the way through our own selves. We tell ourselves stuff like, I'm just not smart enough. I just don't amount to them. I don't know if I can do it. But the devil is a liar on today. I said he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. Oh, God is a healer. Heal the mind, God. Heal every broken vessel, God, that's been the hallelujah, God, that has been degrading themselves, being degradatory to themselves. Break it down even right now, God. Every yoke of bondage, God, that people are telling themselves, God, let them know and remember that you are their hope. You're the hope for tomorrow. You're the hope, oh, by Shatasana, God. Oh, how you're the hope. Oh, you're the healer, the healer, the healer that you are. God is a healer on the day. And he can bring a calm to the calamity that you're going through. Won't you trust him on today? If you've been through a situation in your life and you're still going through it, God, see, you're still going through that issue on today. You've got to trust in Jesus. Now is the time to lift our hands up to the true and living God and just worship him. Now is the time to lift our hands unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, who the joy was set before he endured the cross. You know, this is what Paul said. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You've got to press towards the mark. You've got to encourage yourself for today. Don't wait for other people to encourage you, but encourage yourself in the Lord, because God is able. You know, your life and the things that you say to yourself should be about positivity, not saying negative things. Amen. Negativity comes from the enemy. Amen. God is the light. He's the light of the world. He's the light of our life. Look to the light. Amen. You got to look to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help comes from Jesus Christ. Come on and let's worship God even right now at this moment as we lift him up. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Rabaya, God, how we lift you up and we worship you. Sometimes your deliverance comes in your praise. Let's worship and praise God. Oh, hallelujah, God. God said he know that you may be in a place where it's not convenient for you to worship, but God said to worship him anyhow. Oh, Sharasana, God, we worship you, Lord. Oh, how we lift you up, God. Oh, how we magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We worship you, Lord. You know, you can never go wrong with worship. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, we know you're able to deliver us, God. We know you're able to set us free, God. We know you're able to come in like a flood, God. We know you're able. If you know God is able on a day, just worship him wherever you are. Just magnify him wherever you are. Just give him the glory wherever you are. We glorify your name, God. You know, it doesn't take much, amen. You don't have to have a big fancy band, amen. You don't have to have this big worship leader and that worship. You can worship God on your own. Oh, Basharasana, God said he's nigh unto them with a contrite spirit. Oh, Basharasana, God, how we lift you up, God. Oh, Bisharasana, God, how we magnify your name, God. You know, if you were in a dark cell, oh, Basharasana, God is just showing me in a dark cell. Oh, Bisharasana, God, like if you were up under the earth. Oh, Basharasana, God, and you were all alone. Oh, Bisharasana, and you needed to be lifted out of that dark pit. Oh, Basharasana, God, we worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You know, you don't have a big fancy band. Oh, Basharasana, God is showing that Paul and Silas were in the jailhouse. Oh, Basharasana, God, but the Bible said at the midnight hour, oh, Sikarasana, God, how we worship you, Lord. Going to the next level, men and women of God. Oh, Basharasana, God is saying going to the next phase. Oh, Basharasana, God, of your praise on today. You know, Paul and Silas were in that jailhouse. And the Bible said at the 12 midnight hour, oh, Basharasana, God, worship God on today. They started singing and clapping and praising their hands and praising God. Oh, how we praise you, Lord. And the Bible said that all of a sudden, oh, Basharasana, God, the jail doors flew open. Hallelujah, God. We know that you're going to open up the rivers, God. Open up the streams, God. Oh, how we worship you, God. We magnify your name. Oh, how we lift you up, God. The Bible said that the prison doors were open at the noon hour. Hallelujah. At 12 o'clock midnight hour. And this is where deliverance comes from. It comes from, hallelujah, the center of your praise. It comes from the center of your worship. We worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. God said, don't stop worshiping. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, how we lift you up, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, how we magnify your name, God. Oh, come on in, God. God said that he's ready to heal cancer right now. Oh, Basharasana, God. God said he's a real God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. There's somebody listening that has cancer. Oh, Basharasana, God. And God's going to heal you right now where you are. Oh, Basharobaya, God. Oh, how we magnify your name, God. God said he's doing it right now. Oh, Basharahana, God, we worship you, Lord. Oh, Basharasana, God, oh, how we magnify your name, God. He said, I'm healing the body. Oh, Basharasana, God, he said, I'm healing you right now. Oh, Basharobaya, God, you've given up on life. Oh, Basharasana, God, you've given up. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God said to let you know he has not given up on you. Oh, Basharasana, God, we worship you, Lord. God said, lift your hands, men and women of God, wherever you are. Oh, Basharasana, God, he said, give your cares to him, for he cares for you. He said, now let's talk about cares a little bit. God said that cares are things that seem to press upon our hearts. Cares are things that we cannot care for. Cares are things that we cannot handle. Oh, Basharasana, God, oh, how we worship you, God. Oh, Shara, God, this is the prophetic, and when you go and worship, prophetic comes out. Oh, Bashara, Sana, God, God said the cares of the world, the cares of your life, oh, Bishara, Sana, God, are the things that he wants to handle on a day. Oh, Bishara, Sana, he said those are the things that you can do nothing with. God said that there are some things in our lives that we can do nothing with. It takes the Creator to do it. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God, how we worship you, God. Such a sickness in the body. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. God is showing that some people don't even have the ability to even go through chemotherapy. Some people don't have the ability to even take the medication. Some people don't have the ability to stomach it all. But, oh, hallelujah, God, we glorify you, Lord. Oh, we magnify you, God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Oh, how we lift you up, God. Oh, how we magnify your name. Oh, how we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, on this today. Oh, hallelujah. God said, I've healed 3 people with cancer on the line today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. I see a thyroid cancer, a thoracic. God is calling it a thoracic, a thoris type of cancer. Hallelujah. Found in the throat. Oh, Bashara, Son of God. God said, I'll just heal that. Oh, Bishara. There's somebody that has a cancer in the spleen. Oh, Bashara, Son of God, said, I'll just heal that. Oh, Bishara, Son of God. See, there's something about prophetic healing. The word can be spoken on a day, and it can be listened to, oh, Bashata, Son, 10 years from now, and God still does the same work. Oh, let's thank you in the heavens, God. Pour out the world, God. Pour out the sky, God. Oh, and pour out all your people, God. Oh, we thank you for healing, God. Oh, Bashara, Son of God. And God say, I've healed a bone cancer all today. Oh, Bashara, Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, as an added benefit, I'm going to even heal the knees of those that are listening. Oh, Bashara, Son of God, who need knee replacement surgery. How we lift you up, God. Oh, how we magnify your name. There was a woman that I met or saw again in a grocery store. Oh, Bashara, Son. And I just want to lift her up because she needs a knee replacement surgery, and she doesn't even know that we're praying for her. But I pray for her right now, God. Oh, her name is Marilyn. Lift her up, men and women of God out there. Her name is Marilyn. Oh, Bashara, Son of God, go to that vessel even right now, God, wherever she is. Oh, Bishara, Son of God, and do it. I'm asking that you do it, not to just do it, God, but I'm asking that you do it so that she may know that who you are. Oh, Bashara, Son of God, I'm asking for a covenant healing in Jesus' name. Oh, Bishara, Son of God, so there is a such thing as a covenant healing. Oh, Sikarobaya, God, how we magnify you, Jesus. Oh, go to Maryland even right now, God, and heal the knees, God. Do it by your spear, God. Oh, Bashara, Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, how we magnify you. You know, God is able to heal you wherever you are. You know, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, now is the time to get to know him, because we serve a God that is a Jehovah Rapha. We serve a God that's a Jehovah Nisi. We serve a God that is a banner. We serve a God that's a shield. We serve a God that's a healer. We serve a God that is our refuge. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, won't you accept him at this time? Aren't you tired of your life being the same, getting the same results, the same way? If you want something different, you got to do what other people did to get what they got, meaning that you got to do what the patriarchs did in Hebrews 11 and 1. The Bible, we read that the Bible said that the elders obtain a good report. And if you're looking for a good report inside of your life, it's found in a thing called salvation, because salvation is what heals the people. Salvation is what makes bad situations right. It turns bad into good. good. Amen. The Bible says that the enemy thought that he could do it for good. Amen. Turn it out to be for bad. But God turned it around for good. This is what happened to Joseph when they threw him in the pit. In the end of all that Joseph went through in his life, he turned around and said, what the enemy made for bad, God turned it around for my good. And now is the time that you want God to turn things around for your good. Accept him as your Savior even right now. Let's go to the throne of grace and ask for salvation. Let's go to the throne of grace and ask for the forgiveness of our sins. Let's go to the throne of grace so that we can meet Christ. People are dying every day. Some people are not making it. People are not making it and getting a chance and an opportunity to ask God to be their Savior on a day. You know, your soul does go to a place. It goes to heaven or it goes to hell. That's all that there is to it. Don't you want to go to heaven on a day? I know that I do. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace and just ask the King for forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness of our sins at this moment. Please repeat this after me. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness of our sins at this moment. We know what you did on the cross, how you died for us so that we could live in eternal life, and we say thank you. We acknowledge that you raised from the grave and that you live on the right-hand side of the Father and that you make intercession for our lives. We believe this. Now, if you said this in your heart, the Bible says that salvation is made, amen, through the confession of the heart, amen, and it's sealed through the faith of believing, amen. If you believe in your heart that God has done this for you and you believe that he is your truly your Savior, you are saved, amen. If you accept Christ today, you are saved. You are set free. You're free from bondage. You're free from sin. You're free from all the things that have kept you locked up, fear and shame and, hallelujah, Jesus, and degradation. Hallelujah, God. We just magnify God on a day for his richness and his love. You know, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvis. This is the Miracle Network Church, and I do wish to see you the next time. I do wish to minister and, hallelujah, and just worship God with you on the next time. May the peace of God be with you, and I'll see you again real soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.